Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Nun 550, the mitzvah of cross-working animals. Shlo lasos malacha b'shnei minei behema. Two types of animals are not allowed to be chained to the same wagon and worked, says the Torah. Lo sacharosh b'shar uvachamor yachtav. One should not use an ox and a donkey together, says Rashi. Hu adin l'chol shnei minim sheba'olam. Rashi says this applies to any two minim. V'hu adin lahanhigam yachad. Kshurim zugim. B'holacha shemasa. And applies to any type of tying in pairs when they are schlepping a masa, a burden. That's when the Isser applies in all of these cases. The Isser of, again, the type in the category of shatnez, one of the five isurim of shatnez, the isur of cross-working animals. Cross-breeding animals we already had earlier in Parshas Kedoshim. This is cross-working animals. Let's see if there's any connection between the two of them. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo, Lacharosh, Besharu, Bachamar, Yachtav. One is not allowed to plow with an ox and a donkey together. V'hu adin l'chol shnei minei behema. Sheha achas hi tahora v'achas hi tameya. And the same applies to all animals, one being kosher and one being not kosher. That is the shita of the Rosh, and that is the shita of the Rambam. In Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, in Hilchas Kelayim, says the Rambam, Kala osa malacha b'shnei minei behema ochaya ke'echad. Anyone who does work with two types of behemoths, two types of chayas at once, v'haya echad mehen min tahorev ha'sheni min temeya, hareza loke b'chol makom. Yigem Malkus, sh'nemar lo sachvosh b'shor v'achamor yachtov. Echad ha'choresh, o azoreya, o ha'moshech ben bagala, whether one plows, or one seeds with the animal, or just puts them on and pulls a wagon, o even ke'echad, v'yafilu mashchan ke'echad, even if you pulled them together, you have them in your hands and you pull them. Oh, hinhigan ke'echad, or you cause them to go. Afilu bikol, loke, even just with your voice, right? You didn't do an action, loke, you still get malchus for that. Shenemar yachtav, mikol makom. That's an issue that has to do with this isser. It has to do, the Radva says, with Shabbos, with isser of chasima, and others. This is the Shita of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, and that is relating to the Isra applies to one kosher animal and one not kosher animal. Who argues? Let's just finish the paragraph in the Sefer HaChinuch. V'lav davka charisha levada surah, like the Rambam said, Elohu adin b'kol malacha, mei malachos kigon disha, threshing, olim shokagala, b'kol shar malachos. All of these are usher. Who argues with this? The Rosh. The Rosh argues in Hilchas Kelayim and says that this applies to any two types of animals. Even if they both are kosher, they both are not kosher, doesn't matter. There's still a Issur d'oraisa to cross-work them. If they are usher to cross-breed, as we'll see, they are usher to cross-work as well. But the Rambam says that's an Issur d'rabanan. Different types of animals within Tahara or within Temeya are only asurim mid-rabanan. Mid-oraisa, you need kosher and not kosher. Good. Sharash HaMitzvah. What are the Sharashim? What are some of the reasons behind this mitzvah? We'll mention three. Number one, he quotes from the Rambam. This is the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. This is the Ramban on our Pasuk as well. And that is what we would call a Syag D'Oraisa. The two Isurim of cross-breeding animals and cross-working animals are connected. Cross-working animals are usser, is usser, because usually when you cross-work animals, you put them together, then you keep them in the same area, and you allow them to cross-breed. That's usually what happens. So the isser of cross-working animals is a gzeira, is a siyag d'oraisa for not working animals. Shehu mishorish, now let's read it. Because of Aramam, shehu mishorish isher harba'as habehema kilayim, ki derech ovdei adama. It's the derech of those who work in the field. Lahavi hatsemed berefes achas v'shama yarkivosam. To cross-breed them. V'shorish isher harba'as kasapta. And I already wrote in Mitzvah Reish Bem Dalad, we mentioned that again a couple of days ago, in terms of creating your own being. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. So as a gzeira, as a siyug to that, the Torah also assers this. The Ramban says it as well. The Ramban right here says, the isser of cross-working is similar, he says, just find the Lashon, says the Ramban, right here, Shederach Halobed Admasol Lahavit Simdo Berefas Achas V'Yarkivosan, to put them together, right, in the Mar Nevuchim, the language of the Mar Nevuchim. Tam Iser Kibbutz Shnei Minim Be'eza Maisa Shia Eino Rak LaHarchik MeHarkava Shnei Aminim Rotsoni Lomar Lo Sachros B'Shor V'Achamar Yachtov Ki Im Yikabetz Bein Shneihem Pamim Yarkiv Echad Mehem Al Chaveiro. Sometimes they'll be cross-breeded. That is the Ramban. That is the Rambam. And this is an example. This goes on the list of Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov Klal Ches, whether there is a concept of a siyag d'oraisa. So this is a perfect example of a siyag d'oraisa. Many other examples, just to re-mention a few. Again, you have to go through all of those again with the hosafos in the back, besides the 17 that he mentions in the Iker, chelek, Iker part of the Mayamar, but there is others as well. The Ran, the first Ran in Psachim, on Daf Aleph in the Psachim, and the Daf Yarif, the Ran says, the reason that we're not allowed to have chametz in our house on Pesach, bal yirab yimatze, that's asur d'oraisa, so that you don't come to eat chametz d'oraisa. But they are both d'oraisa. There might be certain halachos that a nazir is not allowed to come into proximity with wine on a d'oraisa level, so that he doesn't come to do even worse. The first Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, the Torah said, the Kesef Mishnah there says, the reason that the Torah asks to cook basur b'chalav is so that one doesn't come in to eat basur b'chalav. Rashi in Parshas Brachos, Rashi on Vayechulu, quotes Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Basar Vadam She'enu Yodea, Lo Ita V'lo Raga V'lo Shosav, a human being who does not know the exact time, who Moshe Michal HaKodesh, he has to add on, Aval HaKodesh Baruch Hu Shu Yodea Riga V'Shosav, Nichnas Bo Kachot HaSayra, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, who knows time, who knows exactly what time it is, so he can start Shabbos Gachut HaSayra. We can't, so we have to be Mosif. So, you get the message of that Medrash, Tosefa Shabbos, Mitzvah D'Oraisa, Tosefa Shabbos, that is also Mishum Siyag, so that we don't come close to doing anything close to when Shabbos is really going to start. You can't come close to it. And in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Pei, the Isur, certain Isurim of Yichud with certain women, Isurim of Negiya. Again, many, many examples of Siyag D'Oraisa, but this goes on the list. This goes on the list of being a Siyag D'Oraisa. Mechusar Zman also might be an example. He quotes that towards the end, that the Mechusar Zman might be Safik Nefel, the Isser of being an animal before its eighth day. Either way, this is all number one, issue number one of the Svara, the Shorish behind the mitzvah of Kilai Behema. Number two, says the Sefer Chinuch, V'achar Rishus Adoni Arav Aniskar V'hoda Al Dvaro Atov, I thank the Rambam, and I thank others for giving that reason, Ene Afani Chelki, I want to give my own. Right, Va'omer, and I say, Kimitame mitzvah zu inyan tsa'ar ba'alechayim. The reason why this mitzvah tsa'ar ba'alechayim, shu asur min ha-Torah, which is asur d'oraisa. How is this tsa'ar ba'alechayim, putting two different animals on the wagon together? How is it? The following, we're going to have two, number two and number three, is both tsa'ar ba'alechayim. Let's see what the Chinuch says first. V'yadua sheyesh l'minei behemos v'ofos da'aga gedola lishkon im she'ena minam. People, animals, have tremendous pain when they don't feel comfortable. To be with animals not of their type, and especially to do malacha with animals not of their type. Look around the world. Animals like to be with like animals. Birds stay with birds, and giraffes stay with giraffes, and fish stay with fish. Rowan beinenu, even certain types of fish stay with certain types of fish. Rowan beinenu ba'osan she'enem tachas yedeni. You go into the forest. Ki kol of lamino yishkon. V'kol ha-behemos v'shar ha-minim. Gam kem yidbeku la'olam b'mineyem. They like to be with animals like themselves. V'chol chacham lev mizei yikach mosur. And if we're not supposed to put animals, two different animals, in the same spot to do a job because they're going to feel uncomfortable and in pain, so surely if you put two different people to a job, you have to make sure that they get along. You can't point two people. She rechokin betiva, and if they're very distant in nature, umeshunim ban hagasam. Kemo tzadik v'rasha v'nikla b'nichbad. You can't put two people who are so different together. Because if the Torah was makpid, al atzar sheish bazel abale chayim, she'ena b'nei seichel. The Torah is so makpid for animals who are not b'nei seichel, kol shekein, b'nei adam, asher lohem nefesh, maskelas l'das yotzram. Surely when it comes to people. But that is number two. We have to make sure to realize that when people, beings, are not with their own, they are uncomfortable. Related to this, two other formulations of is really expanding on this Sefer HaChinuch, and that is, if you look in the Eben Ezra quotes, also Tzar Balei Chayim, but why? Because they work at different paces. The animals work. They're different kochos. Different kochos. Ein koach, says the Eben Ezra. V'Hashem chamal al kol ma'asav. Ki ein koach ha-chamar ke koach ha-shor. U'ba'avur, right? The donkey and an ox don't carry the same weight. A donkey schleps an ox. They each have their own kochos, their own talents. But if they are near each other, they'll be going at different speeds and different weights, and that is a problem. One final suggestion by the Rishonim, the Das Akademi, Bali Atosva say this, the Balaturim says this, and that is the Isser of a kosher and a non-kosher animal is because if you have an animal that's chewing its cud and an animal that's not chewing its cud, the animal that's not chewing its cud is going to turn around, is going to see the other animal eating, right? Not really eating, but chewing its cud. But the animal's going to think that it's eating, and that would cause it pain. Lefish ha-shor ma'alagera, v'achamar eino ma'alagera. U'kishayira ha-shor ma'alagera, yehe savor shehu ochel u'mitzta'er. That's right, he's giving a certain level of das to the animals. V'zeo al-techarash al-re'achara, shegorim l'chamor shechoresh al-re'ehu ra'a. So, three different ideas in terms of Tzar Balei Chayim. Either stam, they don't like to be with people of with animals of the other type, or literally has to do with schlepping abilities, or it has to do with ma'alagera and eno ma'alagera. Nafkaminas between the reasons. If you want to say darshin and time and tekron, you can give nafkaminas for the reasons. Number one could be the machlokas Rambam and Rush that we just related to before. And that is it only... Is the Issa Daraisa specifically by a kosher and a non-kosher animal, or is it by even within kosher and within non-kosher? So that's a machlokas Rambam and the Rush, as we mentioned. So according to the Rambam, that is only Tame and Tahar. That makes a lot of sense according to the reason of Malagera and Eno Malagera. The Rambam doesn't give that reason. The Rambam says it's the Isser of Harba'ah, which is more difficult, because the Isser of Harba'ah applies even to two kosher animals, and to even to two non-kosher animals. The Isser of Revia, of cross-breeding animals on each other. If you look back in the mitzvah, Reish Mem Dalid says the Sefer HaChinuch there, when he gets into Dini HaMitzvah, he says, La dafka behema levadi yibisser zeh, el afilu chai va'of, kol shir biyim b'she'inan minan loke. As long as it's not the same. That's the Isser. So it's a much more expanded Isser. So according to the Rambam's reason in Moreh Nevuchim, that the Isser is only in order to prevent Revia, so that's somewhat difficult, because then it should apply even broader, like the Rosh says. But either way, that's one nafkamina, so you don't have to say the reason of the Moreh Nevuchim applies exactly to what the Rambam says in Mishneh Torah. But well, that's one nafkamina. The Minchas Chinuch, the Meshech Chachma mentions this nafkamina, but he's bothered then by that Rambam. He's bothered by the stira of the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim and the Mishneh Torah. The Meshech Chachma, in a few places, tries to assume that the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah and in the Moreh Nevuchim and in the Sefer HaMitzvot and all of his Sfarim and Pirush Mishnayos, Ruach Achas Bohem. That's his Lashon and Parshas Yisro. So he has difficulty here that if the reason is just a chshash revia, then he should hold like the Rosh. V'zeh misnaged l'shitasa b'mishneh Torah. To adaraba, ikar ha'isser l'fizeh shayach rak b'shnei minim tahorim o tmeim. Sha'asurim b'harbo misabrim zeh mizeh. He says it a little differently. He says only just the opposite, not just the like the Rosh, who includes both. It should be just the opposite of the Rambam. Because which animals could crossbreed and produce? That's only a two kosher and non-kosher. Shasur barba umis abrim zemizeh. Aval tarmen atame enu misaber v'lo yovel harkiv kolkach. It's not so common. So lamaisa, the Meshech Chachma says, v'yikir b'shazeh chok michuki ha-Torah v'en lono lachar tamo. The Rambam, yes, has some suggestions in Mishnah in Moreh Nevuchim, but don't think that's the ikar reason, because really, not everything lines up perfectly in the Shittos, but that is one nafgamina that one might suggest in terms of which animals it applies to. There's also another machlokas, what happens if I just lead two animals? Or without a load? Do I have to be schlepping and carrying a load? So the Rambam and the Chinuch both paskin that even without carrying anything, just lead them together, which just sounds that way from a couple of Gemaras. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Tzadi Zayin Sif Yud. But if you look in Tosfos and Makkos and Daf Chav Beis and the Rosh and Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Hey, Masechta Shabbos, they quote only when there's a load being schlepped, only when they're kasher yachad beholachas shumasa. Only if they're schlepping a load. So again, the Achronim say maybe this is totally on the machlokas. If the issue is, like the Eben Ezra says, that they have different load and weight capabilities, so that's perfect. perfect the shitas of Tosfos and the Rosh. But if you say the Isser is because Malagera, Eino Malagera, and he thinks he's eating, or others, so then Lechora should be even without any load being schlepped. So those are two nafkaminas that come up. Good. There is a story that's quoted, a couple of stories. So let's mention two stories. One that's quoted in a number of places about Rav Nosson Adler. When the Chassam Sofer was younger, a Talmud, and he went with his Rebbe on a trip, and they were traveling in a wagon, and it was snowing, and it was freezing, and all of a sudden the wagon went off the road, and one of the wheels broke, or one of the animals broke their legs. They were being drawn by horses, a horse-drawn wagon, and the wagon driver says, okay, I have to go to the closest town to get a new animal, because this is not moving. So they go to the new animal, they stay in the wagon, in the warmth, and they keep learning. All of a sudden, when they see the wagon driver come back and hook up the animal to the wagon, and they're about to start going, Rav Nosson Adler sticks his head out the window, and all of a sudden says, "Quick!" He jumps out of the wagon. His boots are still in the wagon. So he's just in his socks or in his feet, and he starts dancing in the snow, and he's celebrating, and it's amazing. And the Chassam Sofer says he was a younger boy. He said he records the story. He says, "I don't know what he was doing. What is my Rebbe doing, Rav Nosson Adler? Why is he so happy?" So he goes out and he says, "Rebbe, what are you doing?" He says, "Come in here. Come in here, where it's warm." So they go into the wagon, the Chassam Sofer says, "Please tell me." He says, Rav Nosson Adler says, "Hare," this is quoting the Agdol Torah, quotes this, but it's in the Toldos Chassam Sofer. Hare kol Yehudi chayav l'kayim es kol mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Every Jew has to try to do all the mitzvahs that he can. Up until now, I have never been able to fulfill the mitzvah of lo sacharosh b'shor v'achamor yachdav. I've always been in the base manish. When am I ever going to come up and be involved in a case where you have two animals loaded? But look what the wagon driver brought. They didn't have any horses. So he brought a cow and a horse, a bull and a horse. They're hooked up. He says, "Baruch Hashem, we're able to mekayim the mitzvah. We jumped off the wagon. We're mekayim the mitzvah of lo sacharosh b'shor v'achamor yachdav." That's one story that is quoted from Rav Nosson Adler. Another story that's quoted regarding this issue is that when the Megala Mukos quotes that when the Bach was Nifter, he went up to Shemaim. I don't exactly know how we know the story. It must be that he came back in a dream to someone. The Bach went up to Shemaim. They announced it, Pamaya Shamala, that make way, he's going straight to Gan Eden. He's going straight to Shemaim. He has no Gehenim that he has to go into. And the Bach didn't want to go in to Gan Eden. Because, regarding other tzaddikim, you know, they all had to go to Gehenim sometime. The Bach was unique and special, so, you know, he wanted to go to Gehenim for a little bit, just to not to be motzi laz on others. So they were machmir b'shamayim. Is there anything that he ever did wrong? Any avera sha'asa, afilu b'shogeg? So Makatri gets up and says, yes, one time he was on his way to shul, and he was in his big coat, and he passed by a wagon that had two animals on it, a shar and a sus. And as he passed, the animals even felt the kedusha, they were so shocked, they moved back. They moved back because of him. So he threw it just as walking, caused the animals to move. And they said, even b'shogig sarach kapara. So that was the aver that he did. So they were mitzanin. The story goes, they were mitzanin Gehenim for an hour and a half. He went in, he came out, he brought a lot of other neshamas with him. And then he went up, barash gadol, and they offered him to give a shir, and he gave the first shir on chadash. What else would the Bach give a shir on? The Bach has the big heter of why one is allowed to eat not allowed. The defense of the minhag of Klal Yisrael in many places to eat chadash. So they gave him, they were machabit him to give a drasha on chadash. Again, how do we know that story? Must be that somebody came back in a dream. In any case, back to the halachos. Midini HaMitzvah, we mentioned already that the Rambam and the Rosh argue on a Daraisa level, on a Darabana level, all two different types are usser, and it doesn't matter what is done, plowing, sowing, pulling a wagon, sitting in the wagon. The Gemara even has some very unusual cases of, you know, if a person is, questions at least, if there's a wagon at the side of a river, and there's a rope tied to a fish in the water, is a fish and a horse, are those kilayim? Do you say that they'll never meet? This is again another nafkamina. They'll never be able to be crossbred because one lives in the water and one lives on terrestrial area, or not, you don't go to by that reason. That's a question in the Gemara about the Shibuta. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Oz Beis, whether this that is an issue. The Minchinuch says there's no issue with a human being and a chamor or an animal because there's no hischabrus. Based on his reason that he said before, it says the Chinuch, ain't hischabrus abeim atzar la'adam, ki ain't lo ima chever klal. It's like he's doing work with a piece of wood or a stone. So that is why there's no Isser. Just to end, the last point to mention is a fascinating, amazing discussion. And that is the Gemara in Makas Chavez, all the way towards the end of the Masechta, where the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, that if somebody leads, somebody is manhig, a shor psulei hamakdashim, an animal that was a karban, and it got a mum, so it's psulei hamakdashim, and it got redeemed. If I take that animal on a wagon, that animal by itself, I'm chayiv d'oraisa for lo sakret b'shor v'chamor yachdov. Why? Because that animal is a mixture. The animal itself is a mixture. What? Even though it's one physical animal. Aso akasiv kishnei gufim lilkos alav. A special limud. How is it? What is it a mixture of? So Rashi, very many different shittas. Rashi there says it's a mixture of kachim and chulin. Kachim and chulin are there. The Rambam says tamei and tahar. Fascinating. It's one animal and one could violate the iser of with just that one animal. The Minchas Chinuch, if we want to look back, in Reish Mem Dalid, has a long discussion, but he talks about all the different shitas of Akamara, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, amazing, violating this Isser with just one animal. Says the Chinuch, overall Zeva Zara, Acharash, or Mashach, if somebody violates this and seeds, or plows, or pulls, or does anything with these two types, even with Bakol, like we saw the Rambam says before, just orally, screaming at the animal, chayiv malchus, because that's the normal way to do it. It's a dibor sheyesh bo maisa that has a maisa to it, and therefore it is aser. The Minchas Chinuch just adds that a ben Noach, even though he is mitzuveh on crossbreeding, he is not mitzuveh on this animal. There is no problem for a non-Jew to cross work animals. Okay, we'll stop here.